Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
There's no national plan to cut America's carbon footprint, but some citizens take the issue of reducing greenhouse gas emissions seriously, and throughout the country there are initiatives to find ways to do just that. Living on Earth's Helen Palmer reports on some businesses and ordinary people in eastern Massachusetts that are finding practical ways to live a greener lifestyle.
Welcome, guys. Welcome to Johnny D's. My name's Carla DeLellis.
Green martini.
Anybody who offers a green martini is a friend, right?
The scene is Johnny D's, a music club in Davis Square, Somerville, Massachusetts. The green martinis are to celebrate local businesses going green. Johnny's co-owner, Carla DeLellis.
We've done it for a few reasons. One, because it's saving us a decent amount of money. I've calculated we've saved about 10% so far in the last 6 months that we've done it, of our energy costs. It's pretty good.
One by one, folks from the area, Dave's Fresh Pasta, Arrow Street Architects, the local Social Security office, explain how they've greened up their business practices with energy audits, fluorescent light bulbs, and motion sensors in offices, recycling. Jennifer Park of the Diesel Cafe says they switched to biodegradable cups.
We're really excited about that because they're made out of corn. We got rid of plastic in that sense. But then we realized that we actually were throwing a lot of cups away rather than what we were able to do before was recycle them. And we're like, this isn't actually any better because we're just throwing them away and now they're going into landfills. So then we sort of started working with a company called Save That Stuff to look at composting and more recycling for our business.
Park says overall it saves money and wins loyalty from staff and customers. That's part of the idea of Go Green Davis, says Seth Itzkan. He owns a couple of web companies in the square.
What got this thing going was just sort of the vision of a carbon neutral Davis Square and the idea that a whole part of a city, a whole business part of a city could be carbon neutral. That's obviously a big dream, but I think it's an achievable dream. And this is the first step of it, is to get the business owners together and to talk about how they can save money while also saving the environment.
Save money, save the environment. It's not just for businesses, but for households too. It's the idea behind the low-carbon diet. That's not the kind of diet you might be starting to get rid of the winter flab, but a nifty way of cutting your carbon footprint. Susan Altman of the Massachusetts Climate Action Network is promoting this national program in the Bay State.
It involves people in small groups getting together and helping each other and inspiring each other to do work that might otherwise not get done just because we're all busy people and it's very difficult to fit in yet one more little thing.
Altman says the low-carb diet spreads from friend to friend. It comes with a book full of handy hints, ways to cut your personal carbon footprint by 5,000 pounds over 30 days. Many of the ideas are familiar, like replacing those incandescent light bulbs or remembering to take cloth bags to the grocery store. But Altman says this program works because it gives people a handy way of measuring.
They march through this book and they write down, by doing this, I lost, let's see, an insulating blanket on your water heater. If you install one, credit yourself with 175 pounds of CO2 reduction annually. So you go through this and you write down the number of pounds you lose. And every time you do it, you get to see, okay, that was 175 pounds, that was 50 pounds, that was 450 pounds. Before you know it, you're at 5,000.
Small conservation measures quickly add up, says Dan Rubin.
I've reduced my electricity use by 37%, but now I purchase renewable energy, so one could say I've reduced it by 100%. I've reduced my use of heating oil by 40%, and I've reduced my use of gasoline by 71%.
Rubin's the director of Green Tourism for Boston. He spoke to a group of folks interested in signing up their friends to try the low-carbon diet. He says he made all these savings just by taking the kinds of actions detailed in the low-carbon diet book.
There's no kind of learning that is better than actually making the changes yourself. There's no kind of learning like figuring out how do I reduce my own energy bill and trying different things and seeing your usage go down.
And when you see your usage go down, your bills go down too. That's a big selling point of the low-carbon diet.
Okay, so what do you think you spend on gas heat every year?
Mike Prokosh is introducing the diet to a group of African Americans and immigrants at a workshop in a church hall in Dorchester, Massachusetts.
Let's start by looking at some low-cost ways to conserve energy. One of the biggest ways that we're burning oil or gas is to heat water. How long do people spend in the shower in your household?
Too long.
Set the kitchen timer and give the kids a 5-minute time limit in the shower, says Prokosh. Turn the thermostat down. Save energy by doing laundry in cold water.
We do just about all our clothes in cold water.
The diet's a hit with Cynthia Jarvis. She's a single mother who's originally from Antigua and works as a health aide.
This workshop is very interesting, and you learn how to save energy and all them good stuff just to save some money in your pockets.
Jarvis says she isn't likely to buy a hybrid car, but will try the easy changes like new energy-saving light bulbs.
It's Helen.
Hi.
One of my neighbours in Cambridge, contractor Jason Taylor, started the low-carb diet a couple of months ago.
I've become a crazed thermostat watcher. And we're in a constant battle, my wife and I, I turn it down, she turns it up. But still, I'm gaining on her.
Jason says they wear sweaters, and they bought a new Energy Star refrigerator.
If you want to come into my basement, I can show you we had, when we moved in here, there was already this clotheslines. There was a clothesline, an indoor clothesline. And as you can see, we use the clothes, because apparently the biggest use of electricity is when you have an electric clothes dryer. So long underwear is my other, I've got 5 pairs of long underwear now, and that means...
Jason signed up his son, 8-year-old Miles, as well.
Miles, how often do I take you to school on the bike?
Well, we usually take the bike every day, except like when it's really, really icy or snowy.
Right. And what do you want to tell her about the recharger, the battery recharger we have?
Oh yeah, we have a solar battery recharger out there.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Jason reckons he's saved over 6,600 pounds of carbon so far. Susan Altman of the Massachusetts Climate Action Network says over the last 6 months, thanks to the diet, the Bay State as a whole has cut its carbon dioxide emissions by about 305,000 pounds. It's not much compared with the 48 tons of CO2 that US coal-fired power plants emit every year, but more teams are signing on to go low-carb every week, and every little bit helps. For Living on Earth, I'm Helen Palmer in Cambridge.
You too can get a hold of the Low Carbon Diet book and find tips on how to lose 5,000 pounds in just 30 days. Details are on our website, loe.org.